Politico declares Biden books bombing right before Mar-a-Lago's breaking Biden rockets to number 18 on Amazon. By Breitbart News on September 6, 2023. It was the best of timing, it was the worst of timing. Right after left-wing Politico declared that Biden books are still bombing and that the 46th U.S. president isn't quite the publishing house's dream that his predecessor was. Breitbart editor-in-chief Alex Marlow's forthcoming Breaking Biden rocketed to number 18 on the Amazon charts. Marlow's second book, a deep-dive investigation into Joe Biden's career with a focus on his corruption, was dominating the Amazon charts as of early Wednesday morning. It topped several categories on Amazon, including the movers and shakers, political conservatism and liberalism, and United States executive government, where it surpassed The Last Politician, a pro-Biden book that hit bookstores Tuesday. On the same day Politico declared Biden books bad for business, Politico's Playbook newsletter heaped praise on The Last Politician. But it was a different Biden book that won the day, at least in terms of sales, and it was not the one hyped by Politico. The media is going to try to bury the details of this book. We know that, Marlow told Breitbart News. It's what they do. It could be the number one bestseller and they will try to hide it to protect Joe Biden, he said. Still, that Politico headline is pretty embarrassing, even for them. You've got to laugh. Marlow praised Breitbart Nation for the successful launch, saying the spike in sales was entirely thanks to readers and followers of Breitbart News. Breaking Biden garnered praise from number one best-selling author Peter Schweitzer for breaking new ground on Biden family corruption. The Guy president called it essential reading. Breaking Biden, exposing the hidden forces and secret money machine behind Joe Biden, his family, and his administration is available for pre-order now and will arrive in bookstores on October 3. Marlow has been editor-in-chief of Breitbart News since 2013. His first book, Breaking the News, was a New York Times bestseller.